The insurers affected would be those selling coverage in a new online marketplace called an exchange. As of 2014, each state is required to have one as part of national health reform. Republican Senator Rich Zipper of Pewaukee says pending federal rules may require abortion coverage, so the state should act to prevent that.
The federal law is clear that states have the ability to opt out if they so choose, and a number of states have already done so.
87% of private insurers offer abortion coverage, says Lisa Subek of NARAL Pro-Choice Wisconsin. She opposes Zipper's bill.
It is wrong for government to take away coverage that is currently available in the private marketplace for a legal medical practice.
One speaker at the public hearing challenged whether Republicans were being true to their generally free market stance on health issues. Nicole Safar of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin says this bill flies in the face of other previous actions getting rid of insurance mandates.
Get rid of required coverage for things like autism and birth control and cancer screenings, yet you want to put restrictions on what private citizens can do with private dollars in the private market when it comes to abortion.
Some government money is involved in the exchanges. States got planning money, and low-income users will get federal subsidies. But the federal law tries to make sure no public dollars go for abortion. Customers wanting abortion coverage would have to pay for it separately with their own money. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.